This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours, providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour, and as you just heard, we're taking your calls about travel at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER, and you can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. A housekeeping note, we're doing our trivia contest again in August, and this is August, so this month we're giving away a Western Digital Passport portable USB drive. I'm told it's 320 gigs, so here's how you have to do it. You log on to petergreenberg.com and answer the following travel trivia question. Which of the following is not a way to ship your luggage ahead of time? You know me. I believe there are two kinds of airline bags, carry-on lost. I try to ship it every time I can. Here's the question again. Which of the following is not a way to ship your luggage ahead of time? Amtrak, Greyhound, Union Pacific, or FedEx? That's Amtrak, Greyhound, Union Pacific, or FedEx. If you think you know, log on to petergreenberg.com, click enter now, answer the question, leave your email address. We'll let you know if you've won. And that's kind of a fun one. It's also a little bit of a trick question. There's a hint for you. Let's go right to the phones. We got Jeff in Atlanta. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how can I help you today?
I'm interested in getting from Atlanta to Delta nonstop and back from Zurich to Atlanta. And I look at them with frequent flyer points. And your window between September and November is they charge $245,000 on business class. In January, you can get them for $105,000. And if you go out to March and April, they only want to send you nonstop. They want two, three stops in between. And I don't know how to get the information to get the tickets.
Well, first of all, they do have an 800 number to call, which, assuming they answer the phone and they're not in India, you'll get an answer. The problem is this. It's a lottery. They've turned this into an unregulated lottery, this frequent flyer program, and your story is not you know, an isolated one. And what you need to do is, remember, if you want to go on Delta to Zurich from Atlanta, and remember, Delta's partnered with about six or seven other airlines. And I would look at their partner airlines to see who else goes to Zurich as opposed to just Delta from Atlanta, okay?
But there's the only nonstop is Delta.
Do you want to get there or do you want to be beaten up? That's a rhetorical question. You want to get beaten up? Wow,
no.
Okay. Look, you got to beat these guys at their own game, playing by their rules, and despite the fact that their rules change by the hour. So go to a partner airline. And, I mean, believe it or not, you know, one of Delta's partners, don't laugh, is Korean Airlines. You could actually go from Atlanta to Zurich via Seoul and maybe get there faster than trying to get that mileage redeemed to go from Atlanta to Zurich nonstop on Delta.
That's interesting.
That's how we do it, okay? Check it out and let me know what happens, all right?
All right.
All right. Let's go right to Robert now. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Okay. It's a privilege to talk to you, Mr. Greenberg. Listen, my wife and I, we really want to take our children to San Diego over winter break. And, you know, unlike Disney World in Florida that provides shuttle service to, you know, various theme parks, attractions in San Diego are really spread out. And I was wondering if you knew if there were any hotels that offer package deals that, you know, include transportation to various tourist attractions in and around San Diego. You know, I'm not really comfortable about renting a car and trying to get around a busy, congested freeway in Southern California.
I understand. Well, there are a couple of them right now. And, you know, you mentioned San Diego. We're going to talk to you about hotels that are in around San Diego, not necessarily downtown San Diego. There's one called the Days Inn Hotel. It's out by SeaWorld, and they do provide a shuttle to most San Diego attractions, including the airport, even Amtrak. The Handlery Hotel and Resort, that's H-A-N-D-L-E-R-Y, they've got a shuttle service to Old Town, which is a lot of fun, by the way. SeaWorld, yeah. The San Diego Zoo, Fashion Valley Mall, and more. The Crown Plaza Hotel in San Diego also does, you know, Fashion Valley Mall and Old Town. And the Hotel La Jolla, if you want to go a little bit further north, actually does a lot of stuff to the La Jolla Cove, the UCSD, the Birch Aquarium. But that's not really going to get you where you need to go. I would go to the one that gets you to Old Town and the San Diego Zoo both. And that's the Handlery Hotel.
Mr. Greenberg, is there a way I can get the spelling of that one more time?
Sure. It's the Days Inn Hotel by SeaWorld.
Yeah, I got that one.
The Handlery Hotel. That's H-A-N-D-L-E-R-Y Hotel.
Okay, got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I sure do.
Let me know what happens now.
I appreciate it, Mr. Greenberg. Thank
Anytime,
you so much.
Anytime, Robert. Much appreciated.
Bye-bye.
Now, as promised, our next guest is the Assistant Administrator for the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, John Salmon. Hey, John.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Okay. A happy weekend to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You know, one of the big headaches, of course, is the long lines at security. It's always been a problem. I was talking to Kip Hawley the other day, who's your big boy.
Yep.
And I was telling him that I was at the Baltimore airport the other day and thought I was going through a spa. I mean, all of a sudden it's like muted blue lights and guys in blue uniforms and everything short of aromatherapy as I'm going through the security line. I have to tell you, it worked.
Yep.
I mean, I hope that's I know it's a test for you guys.
Yes.
But I hope that you spread it out, because I have to tell you, it put a human face on what is not necessarily a fun fun process.
Right. No, the whole purpose, Peter, you see the lights, you see the calming music, and the idea here is to calm the whole checkpoint down. Because what we're looking at, we have a checkpoint, we have technology to find things, but really what we're always looking for is the behavior of the people and detecting hostile intent.
Sure.
So the more we can calm the checkpoint down, that the hostile intent, that you create a larger contrast between the everyday traveler and somebody who's approaching with hostile intent. So in the end, calm is better, it's better security, and it's better customer service.
Hey, listen, in the end, calm is always better. In fact,
yep.
I believe in the end, heavily sedated is sometimes better. But now you got some staffing issues because, for example, JetBlue is going to be opening up their new terminal, Terminal 5 at JFK.
Yep.
They're operating with, like, I think, 20 different inspection lines. I mean, they've really been able to redesign. You know, you guys came in after most airports were designed. You had to adapt to the existing architecture. And sometimes, let's face it, it sucked, right?
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. But, I mean, here you have Terminal 5 now opening with JetBlue. They're going to have 20 separate inspection areas for you guys. The question is, are you going to be able to staff them all?
Well, I mean, think about Kansas City, where there are how many different the way that airport was designed to get quick from your car to the to check in, and there are I don't even know how many there are in Kansas City, a huge number, but we do staff them, and what you want to do is be able to staff those things with the appropriate total number of people, but also move them around as the flights change throughout the day. So it's a challenge, but we've done it other places, so I think we can do it there also.
Now, next comes my favorite topic with you guys, and I'm sure you know what it is, and that's cargo screening.
Yes.
My line was that you were strip searching nuns looking for tweezers, but not inspecting the cargo that was carried on the plane I was on.
Yep.
What are you doing to fix that now?
Well, first of all, I mean, there are a number of layers in place that you don't see. Nobody really sees this.
I know. That's the trusted shipper program.
It's that. There's targeted screening. There are canine teams, inspections, enforcement, those kinds of things. So that's all going on. What we're looking to do is get 100% of the cargo physically, electronically, or screened by canines by August of 2010.
So that would mean the trusted shipper program goes out the window and they're physically going to be inspected.
What we want to do is also still make sure that the people who are delivering cargo to the airport for passenger planes, that there's a known business relationship. We just don't want to open it quite open. We want to maintain that layer in place. And our expectation is that all cargo will be screened on 95% of the flights taking off in the U.S. by the first quarter of 2009.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
That's only a couple of months away.
Yep. But well, we think we can do that and cover that. That would cover 95% of the flights and probably over 85% of the passengers.
Now, you must know that if the airlines continue to charge us for checked bags, I'm going to start checking myself.
You got to think about that.
I know.
Yeah.
Last but not least, your pilot program about pilots.
Yes. Well, we call it Crew Pass, and we started that also at Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Columbia, South Carolina. We're running a 60-day test. And as you know, the pilots are the most highly scrutinized group of people that you can come across. They're trusted with the safety of hundreds of people and multi-million-dollar aircraft. So the level of once a pilot's in control of the aircraft, he's in control. He's going to do what he wants to do. So what we want to do is get a higher certainty that we know improved identity. What we're doing is taking the pilots out of the regular line, running through a separate point where we match their credentials to a database that's already on file so that we have a higher level identity of that pilot. After the test, we're going to link that further with a biometric to increase that level of identity verification.
Now, is that pilots or does it also include flight attendants?
Right now, it's just pilots because the database is right now includes just the flight deck officers.
All right, but for the bottom line people out there, go through the Baltimore airport.
Yes.
You know, a little aromatherapy, smile.
Perfect.
And you'll get through it.
All right. Thanks,
hey,
Peter.
John Salmon from the TSA, we really appreciate that. And we'll get back to you to find out about the cargo, okay?
Wonderful. That'd be great.
All right, thanks, everybody. When we come back, more of your calls and a lot of surprises from Fire Island. Back right after these messages.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.